Mentoring is a brain to pick, an ear to listen to, and a push in the right direction. Coaching is unlocking people's potential to maximize their own performance. So what's the difference between mentoring and coaching? That's what we will explore today on The Accidental Mentor. Welcome back to Mentor Minutes. I'm Charlene Garrett. Before we dive into today's topic, I want to remind you to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast if you find these episodes valuable. And don't forget to visit charlenegarrett.com to catch up on previous episodes and join the conversation. Okay, today's episode. In today's episode, we will explore the question that often surfaces. I mean, I have been asked this so many times. What's the difference between mentoring and coaching? And as an added bonus, I'm going to sprinkle in my thoughts on counseling and supervising as well. As many of you know, I've been involved in mentoring for over 20 years, both as a mentor and a mentee. I mean, that is the inspiration behind this podcast, after all. What you might not know is that I've been a credentialed coach since 2016 through the International Coaching Federation. With these years of experience, I've noticed the fine line of differences in the intersection between mentoring and coaching. But before we understand the nuances, let's define each one. So let's start with coaching. Coaching focuses on guiding someone through questions, helping them to draw out their potential and arrive at their own answers. Coaching is generally forward-looking, aiming to develop skills and strategies to help individuals achieve their goals. Unlike mentoring, a coach often doesn't share their experiences, but rather facilitates the coach's journey of self-discovery and growth. A great resource for coaching is the Coach Model by Keith Webb. Keith also has an insightful PDF, Why We Need Both Mentors and Coaches, which has provided invaluable clarity on these roles. Keith is not only a professional certified coach with the International Coaching Federation, but he is also the founder and CEO of an organization that trains coaches called Creative Results Management. I trained with CRM, and I highly recommend them as a resource. Check the show notes for links to CRM and the PDF for more details. So we defined coaching, but what about mentoring? Mentoring often involves a more directive approach, where the mentor shares their personal experiences and knowledge to guide the mentee. I think a key word here is guide. It can be skill set oriented, like a work mentor, or life skill oriented, often involving a deep relational connection. My mentoring experience has always been deeply embedded in rich, meaningful interactions, often involving life-on-life activities. Sometimes they've been very intentional, and sometimes they've been quite accidental, which is where I got the idea for this podcast. Here's an example of one of the very intentional, well, it was accidental at first, but became intentional mentoring relationship that I had was when I was in my early 20s, I lived with my mentor's family. So that part wasn't accidental. But it allowed me to learn practical life skills like cooking and cleaning in an experiential setting of living with a family that had 7 kids. Yes, 7 kids. The bond was more than just educational. It was transformational and has spanned now over 25 years. That's one of those long-term mentoring relationships. But I've had really short ones as well, still very impactful, where I had one very important or two very important conversations with people that I really was impacted by. Okay, so we've talked about coaching and mentoring. What about consulting or supervising or counseling? These roles further complicate the landscape. I mean, a consultant is often hired to provide expertise and advice in a specific field. Similarly, supervising involves managing and guiding employees towards accomplishing tasks. Those kind of seem easy to distinguish, I think, right? Like you can see that those are different than mentoring or coaching. But what about counseling? So first, a true counselor is well-trained and licensed by a state. Counseling typically addresses past experiences and processing them to build a stronger present and then a future. It's about repairing and evaluating the foundations of who we are. Counseling dives into past to resolve current issues. It allows us for future growth, but it really focuses on past to present. Each of these roles requires a different blend of skills and focus. So let's compare and contrast mentoring and coaching since they can more easily be confused with each other. While mentoring and coaching both involve supporting another person's growth, the key distinction lies in two areas, the nature of the relationship and the methods that are used. So let's take a minute to look at each one of those. First, relationships. Mentoring is often more personal and can be long-term or short-term, but it's definitely more personal. And most often, it's voluntary. It's unpaid. Coaching is typically formal and paid with a clear start and end, specifically when you're talking about professional coaching. When I mentor somebody, I often invest more of myself, more of my experiences and my time, and it's incredibly relational and personal. There really needs to be a good relationship fit with mentoring. This is one of the things that can sometimes get tricky. One of the most potent examples of like mentoring gone wrong that I can recount is when I was helping lead a ministry school. Summer around 2014, I was mentoring a young woman struggling to find her path. And despite my best efforts, it became very evident that my style and experiences didn't align with what she needed. She ultimately told me our mentoring relationship wasn't working for her, so she fired me. It was a tough moment, but a crucial one. It underscored the importance of matching mentorship styles with a protege's need and recognizing when a mentor's approach just isn't the right fit. On the other hand, coaching is focused on the coachee and their development, often driven by their momentum and capacity for growth. While chemistry is key, I mean, I have chemistry relationships when I started a coaching engagement. These relationships are more formalized and focused on the coachee. So similarities in experience and style aren't as important. I can coach people through things that I haven't done before because it's really about them. It's me asking questions and being curious about them. I don't have to give them my expertise or my experience on the particular subject. So let's talk about methods. So we've talked about relationships. What about methods? Mentoring at its core is about advising. So hear that again. Mentoring is about advising. And coaching is predominantly about asking questions, right? So if mentoring is about advising, a mentor uses their knowledge and experience to guide and transfer wisdom. Like I said earlier, it could be life-on-life mentoring. That's really a lot of what I've done, where mentors impart their expertise through genuine connection or firsthand experience. In work relationships, there's like that work mentoring where you're kind of doing that work-life understanding of really passing on your experience of whatever it is that you've learned, whatever skill it is that you're trying to help the new person learn. Coaching is predominantly about asking those powerful questions. Like I said, it's non-directive. It's prompting reflection and sparks the coachee's creativity, leading them to develop their own solutions. Instead of providing direct answers, a coach is seeking to draw out the coachee's personal insights. This can sometimes be frustrating for the coachee. Coaches sometimes think that they're looking for someone to tell them what to do. And really, that's not as helpful as finding your own answers. I remember this in my own transformation. When I was stepping into an executive role and I didn't have a clue what I was doing, I had the opportunity to have an executive coach. One remarkable session had me yearning for straightforward answers. I had such a problem of communication. I had this problem that I brought to my coach, and I was looking for answers. I wanted her to tell me what to do, but she persisted with just asking me these thought-provoking questions. You know, the questions where someone asks you a question, you go, wow, that's a good question, because it is. That's what she did. And I was so frustrated at first. But when I really started to think and I discovered my own solutions, the experience became empowering. And through that, and then through years of coaching now, it's taught me that people really don't follow advice unless it aligns with what they already want to do anyway. They're more likely to act on their own ideas and decisions. And so asking powerful questions yields longer-term results when it comes to coaching and transformation. I found that both roles, coaching and mentoring, are incredibly rewarding, but in different ways. One of my favorite mentoring roles, honestly, is one where I'm called sometimes a mom-tor. It's a blend of mentor and mother. I have several young women who I've just shared not just life experiences, but they've lived with me. We've had coffee dates. We've grown together. We've fought together. We've vacationed together. We've cried together. It's been really amazing. As a coach, which I love, my primary job, though, is to ask powerful questions and to hold space for the coachee to find their own path. They don't vacation with me. And I enjoy it, though. It's just completely different. I enjoy coaching. And then sometimes I'll share a nugget when I'm coaching. I might give a little bit of advice or maybe a little bit of experience. But the majority of what I'm doing is listening intently and leaning in with curiosity and creativity. As I get better at these skills, I experience the joy as I watch transformation and change happen right in front of me. So why am I sharing these distinctions with you today? Well, because understanding the difference between these two roles can help you better identify what kind of help you need at various stages of your life. Sometimes you need someone to walk alongside you and share their wisdom and experiences. That's mentoring. Other times, you need someone to prompt you to think deeply and find your own solutions. That's coaching. And if you are on the side of being a mentor or a coach, you can now see a little bit more clearly, maybe, the differences and the similarities in these two things. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this episode has clarified the differences between mentoring and coaching and inspired you to see how both can beautifully intersect in your life. Remember, life's lessons come from the people you meet, the challenges you face, and the questions you dare to ask. Please share your thoughts and stories or any questions you have on this topic by visiting charlenegarrett.com/blog. I'll put the exact link to this episode in the show notes. Until next time, keep embracing your accidental mentorship journey. And remember, every moment is an opportunity to learn and grow together. See you next time.